your bodies, and it affects your mind, not just your spirit. Your mind can be renewed, your body can be made whole because of the power that's in that. It's not just the power that was in Jesus, it's that same power that he now gives to us because he has that authority and that ability. We can see revelation. We can receive information, and we can gain understanding just like Jesus did when he was an eternal man here on the earth in a regular body, because that's who you are. You have received eternal life. You are now an eternal man or woman or child. You have eternal life in you. You have been restored to him. You have the ability to see revelation. You have the ability to receive information. And you have the ability to walk in these things, to gain the understanding of it. And again, that's what Paul's talking about. Picking it up quickly in the 10th verse of the third chapter of Philippians. Paul says that he wants to, in the first pause is gnosko, to know him. Gnosko is not just knowledge. It is knowledge gained through experience. When you see that word, you can almost change the word from knowledge or know to experience, because you're coming to know something experientially. Paul's saying, I want to experience him and the power of his resurrection. Make a little mental note here. That word is anastasis, okay? It literally means a standing up. Every time it's used in scripture, it's absolutely a resurrection, okay? Physical resurrection. Anastasis, standing up. I want to know, I want to experience him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his pathema. Most translations will say sufferings. Remember, was it 3-4 weeks ago? We went through all the suffering thing. And remember, we distinguished, we saw the difference between pathema and paschko. Paschko is that intense experience, generally a fleshly experience, some kind of affliction, okay? However, pathema is a strong or intense emotion or feeling. So you see a distinction. It's not a solid, complete line. There's some bleed over. But one is referring generally to an emotional thing, a feeling. The other one is generally, the idea is a physical thing. And Paul uses the word pathema here. I want to experience him, the power of his resurrection, his anastasis, and the fellowship of his pathema, experience, strong emotion or feeling, being sumorphao. Most translations say conformed, okay? To be conformed, sumorphao, means to be changed into something. Now, if you don't get anything out from what I'm telling you this morning, here's the message I want you to get. When you look into the text, you see it a little bit differently than when you're looking at the translations. For instance, it says, I want to be conformed into the fellowship of his, quote, sufferings, and to be conformed to his death. Say, to his death. Okay, what you're looking at in the text is the article, the, and then you've got the word for death, and then of him, okay? To the death of him. I want to be conformed to the death of him. What does that mean? First of all, how would you do it? And I've read books about this verse of scripture. Not passage, verse, right? When you see the two there, to the death of him, Paul said, I want to experience the power of his resurrection. That would be life, not death, right? And the fellowship of his, quote, sufferings, no, his strong emotional, his feelings, and to be sumorphao, changed, okay? Just changed into. When you see the two, the death, that is a dative noun. I know y'all love this part, okay? Dative is something by which something is done. It's often used to the, putting that to with the article the. Got it? Okay? Sometimes it's in. Often it's by, because it's something by which something is done. Now, read this. I want to be changed by his death. Have you been changed by his death? I mentioned Dr. Jeremiah Johnston before. Again, expert on this stuff of the resurrection, and you talk, as people do on Easter Sunday, a lot about the crucifixion. All that was endured was amazing. A normal man would have never made it to the cross. He would have already been dead. When you look at Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was laid on him, right? That chastisement means stripes, means beatings. He was beaten to the point to where he was almost unrecognizable. The shroud, they said there's at least 359 stripes that could be identified. There were two people beating him. And that doesn't count the crown of thorns that was placed upon him. And I won't, again, not getting into all that detail. He gave himself for you. And that's been said so many times, I think it loses effect. But that's what Paul says. Paul says, I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of such intense feelings. I want to be changed by his death. Everybody who has been born of the Spirit, who has believed into Jesus because of the price that he paid to take away the sin of the world, everybody was changed by it. And several things that I looked at over the few days, the last few days. In fact, as this guy was talking about being in Davos, he said, you know, some people thought I was crazy, but he used the word. He said, other people, their lives were changed by it. When you see what Jesus did, when you understand that there is absolute scientific evidence that is really indisputable, that says that the gospel accounts are true, that the man that was in this shroud matches exactly, again, down to one in 200 billion, that's not him.